Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. After a summer of encore programs, I'm happy to be back with you for another season of new Into the Light shows. Chamber Works, A Study in Contrasts, is our subject for this show. We'll hear three works as different as can be: the sextet of the 19th century French composer Louise Farrenc, the string quartet of the Pulitzer Prize-winning American composer Ellen Taef Zvilik, and a piece for soprano, flute, and koto by the contemporary American Alice Shields. Louise Farrenc, born in 1804, was a contemporary of Felix Mendelssohn, Robert Schumann, Chopin, and Liszt, and like them, she represented a classical romantic musical orientation, drawing on the German compositional tradition. But she was French, and Paris was interested mainly in opera. When it came to chamber music, French concertgoers wanted to hear the Germans. At the same time, French composers like Camille Saint-Saëns were developing a French musical aesthetic that held no interest for Farrenc. She was a French woman writing like a German, and posterity dropped her. Nevertheless, she wrote 51 works with opus numbers, 41 of which were published not only in her native France, but in England and Germany as well. Performances of her unpublished symphonies and overtures took place in France, Denmark, Belgium, and Switzerland. An accomplished pianist, she had studied counterpoint, fugue, and instrumentation with Antonin Reicha at the Paris Conservatoire. During the 1840s, her opus 26 piano etudes in all the major and minor keys formed part of the official curriculum at the Paris and Brussels conservatories. She became professor of piano at the Paris Conservatoire in 1842 and remained there for 30 years, the only woman musician at the conservatoire in the 19th century to hold a permanent chair of this rank and importance. We're going to listen to Louise Farrenc's sextet for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, and piano. Use of the horn in this piece may have been influenced by her teacher Reicha's horn quintets. It's an exuberant and colorful piece. The performers are the chamber soloists of the State Philharmonic Rhineland-Pfalz.